You are listening to Spiritual Minded Radio, the show with the sanctified swagger. Great music and great ministry Wednesdays on Praise 102.9 FM.
You know, a lot of people blame a lot of things on Satan. It's easy to deal with the reality of the fact that that Satan's against you and all of that stuff, and he's your problem. But there's a whole nother category and issue to let soak into you when it's not Satan who's your problem, but God who's your problem. Listen, if you're going to walk in the implications of the gospel, then you're going to have to be married to the understanding of the principle of brokenness. Brokenness is the mark of a person that is qualified to be used by God. But at the end of the day, people that are actually being used by God in a crazy way, in an off-the-meter way, are people that have been cracked up, who have been lunged at by God, and God has done something to them. Broken can mean shattered, crushed, maimed, devoid of arrogance, wounded, contrite, injured, smashed, grieved, anxious, distressed, crippled, wrecked, demolished, fractured, handicapped, and disabled. Brokenness, based on the scriptures, the spiritual state by which one is disarmed of one's self-dependence and pride, therefore leaving one disabled and in desperate need of help, thereby making one a viable conduit for the glory of Christ. We're not masochists, but we do kind of have a theology of brokenness.
You are listening to Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. The show with the sanctified swagger. Great music and great ministry Wednesdays on Praise 102.9 FM. Today we're dealing with the theology of brokenness. Now, I didn't do no intro. I wanted to get right into the show. This is a very important show. Wednesdays we deal with a little more ministry with the music. I hope you enjoy it. Ride with your boy, Spiritual Minded Radio, baby.
You start off as the enemy, hostile to the true God. Spirit moves in gently, drops a set of new eyes. Everything's new, fresh to death like ooh-ah. You are fresh off God's lot like a new car. But just like new cars, quickly start to depreciate. You quickly face hardships, you want to appreciate. We need to make it clear, down here there's no piece of cake. But all the tears are gonna fade, the day that we see the gate.
Told me I was lost, told me I was wrong. But you never spoke about the cross. You always told me about the path, but it cost God giving. But you never told me what it cost me to live. You told me I'm forgiven. You told me I'm forgiven. You told me in the dark there's a ribbon. You told me all about a bad place I would go to. Wish you would've told me all the hate I would go through.
You were told about the cross and God's offer to ultimately alter you all together. Awesome, but oh, however, somebody should've taught you what this means. The scene will get ugly abruptly, cause you just rinsed teams. First it's all good, soon after it just seems. Mad cats are coming at you, half of your friends leave. Glad that your sins leave. But yo, what's this other thing? Happy you been clean. But yo, what's the suffering? Used to be the max, super fly girls on the jack. Sweet nothing's kept me coming, my world wasn't that. Now it's different, ever since Jesus Christ slipped in to my relationships, cause you see I stopped hitting. Girlfriends were saying, yo B, stop tripping. No, I said, next thing to eat, start dipping. I wish somebody hit me off of what it cost. This feels like death, like they injected me with liquid cross.
You told me I was lost, you told me on the cross. But you never spoke about the cross. You always told me about the path, but it cost me to give it. But you never told me what it cost me to live it. You told me I was living, you told me I'm forgiven. You told me in the dark there's a ribbon. You told me all about a bad place I would go to. Wish you would've told me all the hate I would go through.
Some trust Jesus Christ and the bankroll's God. Others trust and guess what? Yep, their bankroll's die. I ain't gonna lie, it's a paradox, pairing up different people. Revealed that God's got a plan that apparently isn't equal. Through faith, you receive Christ, the door and the key. You get life, but then you might lose your family. I gotta say, I cannot relate to how it would feel for God to pick you, then your pops just kick you out of the will. Well, you brought to the point where your doctrine shifts. It improves and so you move to where your doctrines live. More in line with the scripture, now it's your option. You can shrink back or let the Lord fix all I spend. Much time with your mind dwelling on Luke 14 25 to 33, or renew your steam. Keep trekking, remember the cross. Husband, kids, and wives are second. Christ is first, that's the infinite cause.
You told me I was wrong, but you never spoke about the cross.
You always told me about the path, but it cost my killing. But you never told me, but it cost me living.
You told me I'm forgiven. You told me I'm forgiven. You told me in the dark there's a river.
You told me all about the place I would go to. Wish you would have told me all the hate I would go through.
Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. Great music and great ministry Wednesdays. Praise 102.9 FM. Today we're dealing with the theology of brokenness. You know, we all, when we think we saved, we think our life is going to be all peaches and creams. But we were saved for a purpose, to do the will of God, to go out and make disciples, to do His work. We all ask for God to increase our territory and bless us with a lot of things. But there is a cost. There is a price to pay, and sometimes God has to break you all the way down to make you useful to Him so He can use you. That's what we're talking about today, the theology of brokenness.
Hey, y'all, this your man K-Drama, and you're listening to Spiritual Minded Radio. Holla.
This is Milk D. Right now I'm getting money with the professional hip-hop junkie, AJ Rock.
Yo, let's go, y'all.
I cut the radio, wanna drown my pain away. Searching for a song that can kind of ease my pain. Cause you know that some days life don't go your way. It's raining and the traffic ain't moving. I need something to listen to. Flip to a station, heard some snapping, which is usually cool. But honestly, at this moment, it ain't fitting my mood. I'm thinking about my boo and all that we go through. Tears are falling down my face, I don't know what to do. I'm crying on the freeway, searching for a song. Flipping through the radio, I can't find a song. What am I to do when I feel so strong? What am I to do? I'm in this situation, but I'm still holding on. Hey, crying on the freeway, searching for a song.
Flipping through the radio.
This is not the song. What I probably need to do is take a brief moment just to call you. But really hear my call, really let me fall. Let me. I can't depend on you. You're my all in all. I'm thinking about my boo and all that we go through. Tears are falling down my face, I don't know what to do.
Crying on the freeway, searching for a song. Flipping through the radio,
through the radio.
This is not the song.
Crying on the freeway.
Does anybody care?
I'm tripping with
you.
Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. This one goes out to all the sisters, all the strong sisters holding it down. Don't know how they gonna go on. Find themselves crying on the freeway, ready to just give up. Well, let me tell you, my sister, I'm here to tell you, hold on. Do not give up. God has your back. Do you hear me? He will never put more on you than you can handle. That means you have the victory over this situation. God knows what you're going through. He's just waiting for you to come to Him. Spiritual minded.
You're tuned in to Spiritual Minded Radio, the show with the sanctified swagger, with that professional hip hop junkie, AJ Rock. It's your boy Chosen from the NC. Just want to remind you, no matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay.
No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Waking at doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light. No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay.
Mine know it's hard trying to raise your kids on your own. Pops in house, but he's always gone. And the money coming in, he keeps for self. And you're too ashamed to go and get some help. You are homecoming queen, but they liked it to succeed. But now you got kids and dead in dreams. And it seems everything you try don't work. So you pop pills and drink to ease your hurt. Who would take care of your kids if you end your life? Mind your own that they have you, gotta think twice. Turn away from the darkness, walk to the light. Give them all of your pain and you will be alright.
No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Deeper than doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light. No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Deeper than doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light.
Your job is day to day, so you don't wanna stay. But you got a son at home, so you gotta stay. Life ain't what you plan, so you sink in sorrow. No money in the bank, pride won't let you borrow. On top of that, your car is broke. You try to sing a sad song but can't hit the note. Friends try to ease your hurt, all you give is a smirk. Family don't wanna talk, so you feel alone. You've been hurt so many times that your trust is gone. You try it your way, give God his chance. Surrender your heart and lift your hands. Let him wash away your struggles, your pain and your doubt. With God on your side, all things will work out. Yeah, all things will work out.
No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Deeper than doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light. No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Deeper than doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light.
I know you're feeling hopeless, can't really keep your focus. So God loves you, I pray you know this. Your pain hasn't gone unnoticed. Trust me, it was him that wrote this. Trying to show you what real true love is. Love is hugs, not hits with close fists. I call you what a female dog is. Come on, missus, you're God's princess. Your repentance changes you instant. Stop running with the misfits. You deserve a prince. With God, girl, that's what you get. He do the love you, it's what you give. But God loves you, that's why he lives. Just trust in him.
No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Deeper than doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light. No matter what comes your way, know that God's bigger than everything. You'll be okay. Deeper than doors through the night, joy comes in the morning light.
The song's for those who's been hurt and scarred.
You'll be okay.
Just want you to know that God loves you. Keep your head up.
Brokenness reveals the contents of our hearts. I want to suggest to you, Paul was correct when he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And although in times like these, times when that person or that thing is removed from our lives, the text indicates to us there are some blessings in our brokenness.
Yeah. Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. That show with the sanctified swagger. Episode 9, the theology of brokenness, baby. Yeah. And I am your host, the A to the J. Let me tell you something about brokenness. Even though you're broken, you don't have to stay down. That's the time you need to praise the Lord. That's right, you need to get up, clap your hands, and praise the Lord. You need to praise your way through your storm. Minded Radio, I hope you like how it's going down. I hope you can feel the funky sensation of Spiritual Minded. That show with the sanctified swagger, baby. But I can't do it by myself. I need your help praising him. I need your help. Calling all you spiritual minded people.
Come on, get up and dig that funk I have.
Come and dig that funk I got for you.
I have a funky sensation.
The funky sensation of spiritual minded. Yeah.
Get up, pop your hands and feel.
Get up and clap your hands.
You see, people like me.
Brothers like me.
Need people like
these spiritual minded people like you. Come together.
And enjoy the funky beat.
And praise God to the beat. Take some time to relax your mind, baby, and enjoy the funky sensation of Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. Yeah. Get up and clap your hands. I don't care where you are, at your desk, at home, if you're in your car, just nod your head. Can you feel it? Ain't it funky now?
This funk is like an extra,
like an extra strength pain reliever. Make you feel better than you ever did before. Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. Yeah. What? Come on. Enjoy the funky sensation of Spiritual Minded, baby.
Just a matter of time.
Relax your mind and come on.
What?
I'm calling all you party people, all you Spiritual Minded heads. Come on. Dig the funky sensation of Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Do you like how it's going down? What? Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. The show with the sanctified swagger. The only place you can get the new, the old, the underground, and the commercial. Episode 9. The theology of brokenness. That's right. For all my people going through something right now. Talking about the blessing of your brokenness, baby. There is a blessing in your brokenness. Gotta praise your way through. Spiritual Minded Radio, baby.
Right now, you're listening to Spiritual Minded Radio.
A theology of brokenness.
You are listening to Spiritual Minded Radio, that show with the sanctified swagger, episode 9, The Theology of Brokenness.
Yeah.
Well, listen to the Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. The show with the sanctified swagger. Great music and great ministry Wednesdays. The topic of today is the theology of brokenness. You know, when there's no more rain in your cloud, when you just feel like you can't go on, you got to praise your way through. Remember, when you are at your weakest, God is at his strongest. This is the A to the J. AJ Rock, the professional hip-hop junkie. We're going to go pay some bills right now, but we will be back. Spiritual Minded Radio, baby.
I'ma give you great music and great ministry.
Spiritual Minded.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
I'ma give you great music and great ministry.
AJ Rock, let's get them.
Welcome back. You are listening to Spiritual Minded Radio. Great music and great ministry Wednesdays, dealing with the theology of brokenness.
You know, a lot of people blame a lot of things on Satan. It's easy to deal with the reality of the fact that that Satan's against you and all of that stuff, and he's your problem. But there's a whole nother category and issue to let soak into you when it's not Satan who's your problem, but God who's your problem. Listen, if you're going to walk in the implications of the gospel, then you're going to have to be married to the understanding of the principle of brokenness. Brokenness is the mark of a person that is qualified to be used by God. But at the end of the day, people that are actually being used by God in a crazy way, in an off-the-meter way, are people that have been cracked up, who have been lunged at by God, and God has done something to them. Broken can mean shattered, crushed, maimed, devoid of arrogance, wounded, contrite, injured, smashed, grieved, anxious, distressed, crippled, wrecked, demolished, fractured, handicapped, and disabled. Brokenness, based on the scriptures, the spiritual state by which one is disarmed of one's self-dependence and pride, therefore leaving one disabled and in desperate need of help, thereby making one a viable conduit for the glory of Christ. We're not masochists, but we do kind of have a theology of brokenness.
No one signs up in the vestibule or the alcove for a course in brokenness. Our brokenness reveals the contents of our hearts. Our brokenness calls us to ask for help. But finally, brokenness reminds us of the healer. I've discovered, regardless of how ungodly an individual may be, brokenness somehow seems to turn them back to God. Individual who hadn't been to church 20, 30, 40 years, and there's brokenness, illness, death, financial despair. Brokenness often turns them back to God.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Spiritual Minded Radio Show, the show with the sanctified swagger on Praise 102.9 FM. This is great music and great ministry Wednesdays. This week we're dealing with the theology of brokenness.
You are my personal Jesus. Without you, where would I be? Oh, if I must talk to the Father, then I must go through thee. Oh,
I don't know why you love me. It's by the word I do. And you're always there.
Spiritual Minded Radio.
No matter what the people say,
push.
We gonna make it anyway.
Push.
We gonna do this every day.
Push.
In every way.
Push.
You hear me say,
push.
Even when times get hard, I
push.
Gotta push my way to God. I
push.
Born to be the loudest from the yard. I
push.
No matter what,
push.
I gotta
it's
just
push. Who
irritated that? Pushing them hitters back. That's them for greatness. Now what can you say to that? She's reverberated at. Good for the hood. Living blessed, so we pay it back. Not going wood.
Not
going wood. Got a couple platinum plated plaques. Flavors is where your boy got it faded at. Been low, but I'm thankful that I made it back. Loving my life, there's no way that I can trade
it
back.
Hard.
Like a Mack truck, enemy wanna act up. Making that loser back up. Don't make me pull a track up and rack up a soul and pack up and roll. I just happen to know that I'm blessed like, whoa. It's not my fault, I was made in this image. Scrimmage times now, we're parading the finish. Obstacles come, but I play them like tennis. Nothing but love, I push through my penis to push.
No matter what the people say,
push.
We gonna make it anyway.
Push.
We gonna do this every day.
Push.
In every way.
Push.
You hear me say,
push.
Even when times get hard, I
push.
Gotta push my way to God. I
push.
Born to be the loudest from the yard. I
push.
No matter what,
push.
I gotta just push.
They try to tell me that this won't work, but I keep my head high. You putting this work. See, I keep pushing through the spirits that lurk till I get beamed up like Scotty and Kurt. Whoa, another hemisphere. That's right, I'm going there. Supernatural, got the green light all clear. For blast off, your lies I cast off. Every evil word, gotta shut it down. Back off, I'm out the gate now. Pushing mad weight now. Views out to use, better run, don't wait now. Cause the spirit through these trials made me more keen, more seen, more clean. Not a dream.
She's a queen.
Who rock the crown in this crowd like the mic fiend. This seems serious. He made me dangerous. I am so dangerous. Cause I
push.
No matter what the people say,
push.
We gonna make it anyway,
push.
We gonna do this every day,
push.
In every way,
push.
You hear me say,
push.
Even when times get hard, I
push.
Gotta push my way to God. I
push.
Born to be the loudest from the yard. I
push.
No matter what,
push.
I gotta just push.
Them no one say we into the shit. I sip lemonade because them know so we got it made. Ever since at the first grade, when we get baptized, I never beard. We run go beard. And up for them, I drink Gatorade with them big dog glass. What them call it? Gatorade. Them all a start some eat parade, but in the pits of hell, them bed is already made. Them all a talk about Christianity is boring. They just hating cause we still touring. Jesus Christ, oh yes, we adore him.
And never
will we put no other God before
so
him.
So just turn me loose and let me slew the goose. Me a go dance like David till me lose me shoes.
Me nah leave the place, the demons get bruised. We a go push, push, till Jesus them choose.
Woo!
Push,
no matter what the people say,
push.
We gonna make it anyway,
push.
We gonna do this every day,
push.
In every way,
push.
You hear me say,
push.
Even when times get hard, I
push.
Gotta push my way to God, I
push.
Born to be the loudest from the yard, I
push.
No matter what,
push.
I gotta just
push.
This is Keon.
This is Kiara.
And you're listening to the Spiritual Minded Radio Show.
I tell them do the right thing like Spike Lee.
off in the clouds like a Learjet. But until then, I'm trying to be a pure vet. I'm all in, daddy, cover all bets. They trying to stop God's rain, but they all wet. Down, set, no snap. No, yeah, I'm from the south, but I ain't gotten into that. Nah, we need content, not nonsense. Half of these dudes be rapping with no conscience, buddy, and that's the truth. Like root, they spit for the foreign coop with no roof. For the fatherless kids with no loot, I wanna bring light to the youth with no boot. I might run for president with no suit. Just a dream and a team and a king that's mean. Homie, y'all know how the game go. To give you the light, that's what I came for. I won't stop to the end of the rainbow, but keep the goal. I don't care if my name blow. I just wanna keep flowing till the horn blow. And he rolled back the sky like a corn. I got a kid on the way. Baby need more than shoes. I'm in the lab, we mastering Pro 2. I'm prime and I am no fool. I know you so cool, but I wanna light the world up. Like time, but I won't lose. I got a purpose, this is perfect timing. Pay close attention while I'm rhyming. Hey, I got a kid on the way. Baby need more than shoes. I'm in the lab, we mastering Pro 2. I'm priming, and I am no fool. I know you so cool, but I wanna light the world up wearing no shoes. Shining, the flow's automatic. I am on cruise. Mission impossible, like time. This perfect time and pay close attention while I'm rhyming. Playboy, I'm grinding.
That's right, it's your boy, the A to the J, AJ Rock, the professional hip-hop junkie, grinding for God on a Spiritual Minded Radio Show, that show with the Sanctified Swagger. That's right, it's your boy, the A to the J, AJ Rock, the professional hip-hop junkie, spiritual-minded radio show, the show with the sanctified swagger, episode 9, the theology of brokenness, you heard? Talking about the blessing in your brokenness. Now, I was reading this daily devotion recently by this cat named James Adams in Arizona. Yo, he was talking about standing in front of the mirror, but he couldn't look at himself. He had just read something that he didn't like that made him see himself a little bit clearer, and he ain't like what he saw. He hung his head in shame. He had no words to say and no prayers to pray. Then he said God whispered to him in the spirit and said, yo, you should pray for that man in the mirror the way you pray for others. All his friends had always told him they wished that he could pray for other people the way he did. Then he said the Lord spoke to him in the spirit again and said, you should speak words of encouragement to that man in the mirror as you speak to others. Over the years, God has used him to speak and write those words to everyone who was broken the way he was at the moment. Said he could almost feel God's hand on his shoulders. It was like God leaned a little closer to him and was like, you should love that man in the mirror. I do. At that moment, he lifted up his head and looked in the mirror. There's a lot of times like that when loving yourself is hard because we know who we are. But God knows all about us too and loves us anyway. God forgives us, lifts our head, so that we may see the glory in ourselves. I talk about this because it reminds me, this time last year I was really broken. I was spent, physically spent, mentally spent, emotionally spent. I'm talking about my cup was totally empty. But when you get like that, and my pastor told me this last year, he was like, this is a beautiful place to be. A beautiful place to be. Of course, I didn't understand what he was saying at the time. But like I said earlier, when you are at your weakest, that's when God is at his strongest. Before that, my cup was full. I was full of myself. God couldn't put nothing in that cup so that he could pour it out on others. He had to totally, totally empty that cup till there was nothing left in it so that he could fill it with his spirit, with his anointing. Only then could he use me to pour out a little something here and there to bless other people, to encourage other people. Sometimes you just gotta encourage yourself. The other thing about being broken that I learned, everybody, and I mean everybody, counted me out. Nobody expected much from me. People talked freely because they didn't see me as a threat. But that's a beautiful place to be, because when people count you out, that's when you rebuild it. That's when God is building you back up, rejuvenating you, restoring you, recharging your spiritual battery. And like the saying says, they don't never see you coming. Even when God fills you up, the important thing to remember, like pastors, when they preach a sermon, they pour it all out on Sunday morning, and then God fills them back up. I know a lot of y'all like basketball out there, football or whatever. Coach always tells you, leave it on the court, leave it on the field, give it everything you got. At that moment, God will recharge you, refill you, so you can go on another day. That's the blessing of brokenness. You are listening to Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. Episode 9. The theme of the show is the theology of brokenness. So anybody out there that's broken, yo, it's about to go down. Just be prepared.
You are listening to Spiritual Minded Radio.
This walk is a hard one. I used to think everything was all good until I fell into sin. Again and again, again and again. Repentance and prayer got me calling a friend. For real, I wasn't seeking God daily. 10, 20 minutes I give him daily. The rest was work, wife, and maybe TV. Put a child in the mix, it got greasy. Tax came in the usual form. Girls with big breasts and butts unusually large, fighting unusually hard to keep my composure. Dip from the mall when I see thong exposure. Yeah, I struggle with lust, but that's my story. You got your own cross to bear, your story. But I know what God is faithful and just to pull you right out of that stuff and clean you up. Yeah, you gotta take this walk day by day, cause His mercy's new day by day. So day by day, I'ma wake up early in the morning, seek His guidance for the rest of my day. I ain't afraid of the trials by day. No, no. I ain't running from the pain on my face. Oh, no. I got grace, I got faith, I got faith. Now I'm back on the grind again. New swagger, all because I trust in the Son of Man and put my trust in His word again. See me soaring on the wings of the eagle, call me Donovan. But I'm a Giants fan, and I'm a Giant fan. Oh my God, who put the sword to Leviathan? And ain't no way, and ain't no how. See me scared to proclaim that word. Not now, not ever. The works of His hands are so clever. No amount of cheddar will ever make me sell out the ghost. I'm trying to sell out stadiums, folks, and see the masses come. And see Him laid out prostrate, crying for the Father's Son. So until that day, I gotta get prepared and take it day by day until I get there. You gotta take this walk day by day, cause His mercy's new day by day. So day by day, I'ma wake up early in the morning, seek His guidance for the rest of my day. I ain't afraid of the trials by day. No, I ain't running from the pain on my face. Oh, no. I got grace, I got faith, I got faith. This walk ain't about how holy you look, it's about how you apply that book. Cause many now claim to do a lot of works in His name,
But when they meet him face to face, he'll be like,
I don't know you, man.
Why we got so many biblical scholars? Yet so many die in the streets living godless. Cause the church ain't reaching the people. Too busy judging and preaching the church people. And sin's tricky, it'll creep into all of us. If we ain't careful, make a creep out of all of us. That's why this walk is a daily grind. Gotta put in that time renewed in mind. Cause Christians got a bad name. Too many folks do what they want and try to keep the name. And while they think it's a game, we blessing his name. True soldiers bringing wreck to the game with no shame. So you gotta take this walk day by day. Cause his mercy's new day by day. So day by day, I'ma wake up early in the morning. Seek his guidance for the rest of my day. I ain't afraid of the trials by day. I ain't running from the pain I might face.
Oh no,
I got grace.
Yeah, I know I can speak from experience. Sometimes we want to get from here to that point of that blessing. But sometimes you just got to take it day by day. Do all you can today and let tomorrow take care of tomorrow. Spiritual Minded Radio, baby.
Little ghetto boy. Ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Will you spend your days and nights in a pool room? Will you sell cats of madness to the neighborhood? Little ghetto already know how rough life can be. Oh, you're saying so much pain and misery. Little ghetto boy, your daddy was blown away. He robbed at the grocery store. You know that was a sad, sad old day. Yeah. All of your young life you've seen such a misery and pain. Well, it's a cruel place to live and it ain't gonna change. You're so young, you've got so far to go. Don't think you'll reach your goal, young man.
You are listening to the Spiritual Minded Radio Show, the show with the sanctified swagger. Great music and great ministry Wednesday. This goes out to all my boys in the hood. Word up, all my D-boys. Word up, man. I know that fast money seems like the way to go, but I'm gonna tell you, man, you need to just put yourself in Christ's hands. You heard? Real talk, y'all. I'm just saying, man, no matter how bad it seems, I'm here to say, hold on, my brother, hold on, my sister, do not give up, do not abort the mission, God has a plan for you, all you have to do is seek him, that's all he wants you to do, he already know what you're going through. He's waiting for you to come to him. You heard? That's right, everything's got to get better. When you're listening to the Spiritual Minded Radio Show, you know the show with the sanctified swag. And I told you, I don't know if y'all believe me when I first said it. This is the show where you get the new, the old, the underground, and the commercial all in one show. Word up, ain't nobody else giving it to you like that, for real. Yo, that was Little Ghetto Boy by Donny Hathaway. A lot of people might remember when Dre sampled it for his joint by the same name on his CD, The Chronic. Anyway, that was my man Donny Hathaway. Only having a relationship with God, that is the only thing that can make you feel that way, that can make you still have hope when everything else seems impossible, when the skies are the darkest, when you feel like you can't get through and you can't make it no more. Word up, yo. Walk with me.
Hey, if you hear me out there, I get down on my knees every night and say, I'm going to war. I'm going to war.
Yo, real talk, man. I hope you like how it's going down. One thing we gotta realize, and I'm speaking to everybody in the Christian hip-hop community, it's gotta get past the music, baby. We got to get into the ministry. Know what I mean? I know we ain't supposed to be preaching sermons. We supposed to be entertaining the people. But along with entertaining the people, we need to be throwing some ministry. We need to be planting some seeds. And today's show, this is Great Music, Great Ministry Wednesdays. We talking about the theology of brokenness. Sometimes, yo, that's what it take, yo. I noticed that in New York at 9/11. Yo, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't care what everybody believed in. I don't care what you believe. 9/11 brought everybody to their knees. And that's what God says, yo. Every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess. That's how it's going down. Yo, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, God just wants you to come to him. Like I said, he already knows what you're going through. He sees all. He knew what you was gonna go through before you was even born. You know what I'm saying? He do give you free will and choices you make. Some things we go through are self-inflicted because of the choices we make. But even when we make those mistakes that put us in those situations, if you go to God, he will be there for you. Just like Peter. God told, Jesus told him, yo, come and walk on the water. Come to me. And he walked and he was good because he had faith. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Christ and started to look at those waves and how the storm was coming, yo, my man started to sink. As he was sinking, he reached up and was like, Jesus, help. And Jesus pulled him up. Jesus will always pull you up. You just got to go to him. Spiritual Minded Radio, baby. The show with the sanctified swagger. Romans 8:6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Stay spiritually minded. I hope you like how it went down. Until tomorrow, peace.